This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now we'll be hearing directly, really, in the segment from a Ukrainian citizen who was in Kyiv during the attacks over the last week. So I think before we hear from them, the latest in the war or the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Russia says its troops have taken Kherson on the Polish-Belarusian border as it continues to bombard Kyiv and Kharkiv. The UN Human Rights Office say that 227 civilians have been killed and 525 others injured in Ukraine. And also on Tuesday, Russian forces fired rockets at a TV tower in Kyiv. It took out broadcasting hardware and it raised fears that Moscow is attempting to knock out the city's communications infrastructure. They also have, the Russian military specifically have urged nearby residents to flee. And satellite images show that a military convoy north of Kyiv that stretches on for about 64 kilometers is approaching, and it's much longer than the 27 kilometers that was initially reported. So the Pentagon, however, has said that the approach by the Russian forces towards the capital remains stalled, believing it to be due to the regrouping in the face of unanticipated logistical challenges and Ukrainian resistance. And that last part, right, Ukrainian resistance, is really what we want to look at now. We'd like to hear from you, though. Of course, you can keep your thoughts coming. Share them with us. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at PFM Radio. Joining us now to speak about what it's like in Ukraine at the moment is Bohdan Kushk, who is a Ukrainian citizen. Bohdan, thank you so much for joining us. So firstly, how are you and your family coping at the moment? What is it like being in Kyiv?
I'm near the Kyiv. It's a small city, small town near the Kyiv. Now, every day we have siren and, like, you know, the bomb attack. But, you know, when it's day number 7, you get used to that. My family near, like my father and mother near. They're in Kharkiv. It's near the Russia. It's not far. It's still Ukraine, but they have bombing, like, every day and much serious. Yeah, but still, they no problem. They stay at home, and it's okay.
So prior to the invasion, what did you make of the threats that Putin was making?
No, I'm not sure. Like, I know the only about the invade things that Putin said his first goal is occupy Ukraine and kill our president. I mean, it's his tasks to do in Ukraine for Russian soldiers and for Putin.
And take us back to the day that it all started. What was it like?
I was just sleeping. And then, like, I was like some of the people of us, they knew it happened. Because this intention already continued like 2 months, and after that, suddenly it started. So I wasn't really surprised. I wasn't really shocked. I was like maybe a little like surprised, yeah, but not really like, you know, house and you don't know what to do or something. We were prepared. So yeah. So I mean, maybe some people know, but like for example, for me it was like not big surprise.
And what can you tell us about the situation in Kyiv and the surrounding cities?
Still, yeah, it's a lot of ruined building and still bombing, still have siren. The situation not big intense like before, like compared to before, but still have like some, you know, some battles, yeah. Of course, like Russia soldiers, they're already tired and they already lost a lot of soldiers. So they just stop. They don't move.
What are some of the challenges that you're facing at the moment? Are there enough supplies and food?
Yeah, now it's much better. Of course, don't have some foods because people, you know, grab everything from supermarket. But still, for example, bank card is still working in the supermarket. Internet we have, television we have. It's okay. Just to think that every time, you know, you can hear the siren, that's mean you need to hide. That's the problem. Yeah, it's mean the plane in the air, Russian plane there. So it means that any time can be attacked, like some of the your place. Yeah. Sometimes no, sometimes yes. You don't know. Yeah, it depends on our army if they defend well. Usually they defend well. So sometimes, of course, it's big cities. For example, Kharkiv or Kyiv. They ruined a lot of buildings now. So I mean, Russian soldiers.
There have been many reports and videos highlighting the bravery of the citizens of Ukraine fighting back, resisting Russian forces. How would you describe national morale at the moment?
Oh, that's so high. Yes, like the first time in my life that I feel like I'm proud to be Ukrainian and I'm proud to be like part of this. And yeah, this big moment, really historical moment for us, because if you look on the history, Ukraine and Russia always had something like 300 years. We always have like some, you know, some conflicts or some war. Even we were occupied by Russia before. So now you our people, like, you know, feel this in the blood that we need to kill or like destroy Russia. Like if we not destroy Russia, in the future it will be again. But it's really complicated now to go there, because a lot of people in the line, a lot of people wants to defend. Really, I went, and there is no space for me, and you cannot get the guns because you're on the line. You need to wait about maybe one day, because a lot of people in the line. Yeah, we each seat is like that. Yeah. So that's how I say in our blood we feel like, because if it's another country, maybe it's not big like morality or like that. But if it's Russia, for us, it's enemy number one.
So I understand that you're part of the Volunteer Humanitarian Corps. Can you share your experience with us?
Yeah, we just do some supplies now, like from Taiwan, it will be some supplies. I hope they will gather some, like collect some money and give some food. Now it's important things to what we need is like medicine, of course, for kids. Because some kids without parents, their parents dead because of the war. Usually it's food and medicine. I mean, the much important things. Yeah.
In closing, what can we do to show solidarity and support from Malaysia?
I have like PayPal. I don't know, later I can send you, because I don't know how to, you know, send this the code. I try to send you PayPal. I have this, I have account, so I will send, so anyone who can just help us. We will really appreciate it. Yeah, I will. Yeah. And after that, I will show the receipt, I will show the picture, what I do. No, it's not just in my pocket or something.
Bohdan, thank you so much for speaking with us and taking the time. That was Bohdan Kushk, a Ukrainian citizen who was in Kyiv when the attack started. We'd like to hear from you. You can share your thoughts. That number to call is 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.